I'm going to sell the Jeep.
Go ahead.
I'll believe it when I tell. See it.
Least surprising thing I've heard all day.
I'm tired of it breaking every time I'm on the road. I don't like it. Wheels good, and it wheels and does all that stuff, and it doesn't drive well. So, like, driving it to the Alvord, I would just, at this point, I wouldn't trust it to make it there and back without blowing up something. So, on road, well, is not good enough.
The good news is today we are going to be playing a game.
We're going straight in. I had commentary. Jeez.
Oh no, this is going to take a little bit. This is going to be a roller coaster ride of chaos.
There's no.
Hey, next episode, let's put a pin on this. I want to talk about Mike overcorrecting the other direction. So I just want to say this out loud so I don't forget it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What's the game? See, what's the name of the game?
I was looking
this
into Vans.
Is a 4x4 snake draft.
Oh,
so
I'm familiar
first
with this
we're going
idea.
To pick. We're going to pick our order. I have everybody's names on cards. I was going to do it via like a race, kind of how we typically do our fantasy football draft, but that was just too much energy in the upfront, and getting everybody to commit is very difficult. So we're all on post-it notes. I have decided, since we have not enough people, that I will also be participating, not just being a host today.
Okay.
So
host. Is there a name for this game?
Oh, it's just called The Game.
Oh, that means you lost.
This is really long.
Well, it's because people normally have to come running down.
Yeah. You haven't given me enough time to run up to the stage yet.
I've been on this game show.
Come back.
I was on this game show. If anybody can find it, it was the first or the 11th day of January 2011.
So January 11th?
Yeah. But it was 11-11, or it was 1-11-11. I was on The Price is Right. I won a bunch of Gucci.
Well, maybe you'll win today. So
we'll see.
First and foremost, we will be picking our order for our four teams today. First, we have Mike coming in with the big natural 20s. We have Colin with Honda Fit This Deck. I put the pause in the wrong spot. I'm sorry, Colin. It's Honda Fit This Deck.
Yeah.
Sean here with Rash Decisions, and me over here doing some raw dogging. So we're going to put the names in the campfire passport hat and pick everybody out.
Campfire passport hat cast.
Hey, where can you buy one of those?
Campfirepassport.com.
All right, cool. Just checking. Asking for a friend.
/hats.
/hats.
Yeah.
All right. So first round draft pick goes to.
Well, everybody gets a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
So.
Pole position,
you
maybe?
Mean, you mean yeah. First draft?
First on the grid.
Yeah. Sure. P1.
Did you tape them together? What's going on there?
Mike, you get the first pick.
Oh, all right.
Let's go. Hey, while we're waiting for all these hats to be molested, are we on the Campfire Passport podcast today?
We are, yeah.
Cool.
Last I checked.
Just wanted to do the intro.
You just wanted to get it out of the way.
Yeah, that way it's. No, we're not waiting.
Next on the list is Rash D's.
D's Rash.
D's Rash. All right, the 50-50 chance.
I can see it through here. It says Honda Fit This Deck.
Great.
And then that means I'm number four.
Colin's not on the board anymore.
Colin got got.
All right. Now, hey. So, oh, son of a bitch.
This is going really well.
This is really good.
I told you, this is controlled chaos.
It's got to be amazing.
TV
for
screen gold.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of people that just listen to this and they don't watch the video.
Oh, God. I hope they watch the video. It's going to be a lot better than the failing.
Oh, man. All now right. He's pulling the curtain now.
Are we ready for round one?
I thought I was
going to
fall.
Okay, all right.
We are going to be picking our vehicles. You have to choose from a 2009 L322 with a 4.2 liter supercharged automatic transmission. You have next a 2017 Colorado Z71 3.6 liter auto trans. Third on the list is a 2011 JKU Sport with a 3.8 liter and an auto. Next on the list, 2000 Tacoma 2.4 liter manual trans. Next, 1995 Montero 3 liter with an auto trans. 2000 Land Cruiser.
Is it an SR or an LS? It looks like an SR.
We're just, for all intents and purposes, most of them are going to be base model.
But that's got flares, right?
Doesn't it have flares?
Yeah, that's flares. Okay, so that's got a rear locker, just so you know.
Okay, we're pretending for this game that this is all base and nobody's got lockers, because you will get there.
But that one has a locker.
It doesn't have a locker.
But that one has a locker.
Somebody remove the locker?
Yeah, you need to get rid
what
of
kinda?
The... That would have to be a flareless... second gen for it to not have a locker.
Somebody bought a second gen and then took the locker out.
If it's got a winter package, you know.
It says no locker.
Heated seats. Yeah.
Somebody pulled it out.
Oh, okay.
Somebody pulls out.
All right. So what's the next one after that?
2000 Land Cruiser with a 4.8 liter V8 and an auto trans.
It's not a 4.8.
Isn't those 4 or they're 4.2?
4.7.
Oh, sorry. Well,
you've got
this
one.
One's got
one.
That.
This yes, one's got
have
one of those.
A little bit of an overbore.
Do you not know what engine you have?
I forgot. I already forgot that I had a Land Cruiser.
Oh. What engine was in that 4Runner?
How many miles were on it?
Or later. 300 and some odd thousand miles. Unknown. But more than that. The last one on the list is a 2000 XJ with a 4 liter and a manual trans.
2000.
Oh, and so a manual transmission.
So it's going to have a Chrysler 8.25.
It'll have an 8.25, but it will have the head that's more likely. Well, no. Late to. What's the build date? late 99, they'd recast.
What's
the
VIN
head
on that?
I just need to know the head casting. Because if it's a 0, or what is it? A 0331, it's going to have oil issues.
Mike?
What? Yeah.
You're first. Take your fucking pick.
Hold on.
But what's the end game?
Yeah, what are we drafting?
What am I trying to build?
We are drafting vehicles.
Uh-huh. I get that.
And we will draft mods.
Uh-huh. Right, but what am I building?
And then, no, so that we are building a vehicle for multiple trails, because our last round, we will be doing a trail thing, where you will be rated on how well your vehicle can do the trail.
Okay, then the XJ. It'll do all the trails already.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You're judging? Are all going to judge each other.
Okay.
So
that's a normal podcast. I'm good at that. That's a regular podcast for us, yeah.
You think I'm going to judge you guys? That's not my thing. That's not my shtick.
Yeah, I'll take the XJ.
Mike goes with the XJ.
Yeah.
So does the value of these is all even? That's not going to factor in anywhere? Is that something I need to be aware of?
Okay. It's a really nice XJ.
Money is of no object. All right, I'm taking the Land Cruiser.
Big surprise.
That's a Range Rover, my friend.
That's a Range. He said Land Cruiser, you idiot.
Oh, sorry, Land Cruiser. I'm sorry. I just assumed he had better taste.
And things were going so well.
Oh, my God.
Colin, please.
You guys are killing me here, because you're telling me I can't have an SR when it comes to the Montero.
Then you got to draft your.
So I guess I'm going to have to get the L322 because you can't tell me that doesn't have a locker, because if it's supercharged, it has a locker. Sorry. Rear locker. Factory.
Shooting holes.
There's no
there's no
non-option for that.
Fine. You said it was supercharged. You can have
rear. How come he gets to have a locker? The Land Cruiser should have one too.
XG's, not factory. That's a factory option.
You didn't argue enough, Sean. That's, I'm sorry. I'm you didn't factory into option. Saying that there is a locker.
Factory option is different from always has a locker if it's supercharged.
Is it? Are we playing in the current year? Because if we're playing in the current year, every XJ that exists at least has one welded axle.
No.
Somebody's already welded the rear.
I was going to say the one thing we can agree on is that Mike definitely doesn't have a locker.
Well, but it doesn't need it. It did the Rubicon stock with 2-inch budget lift and 31s or 32s?
33s.
33s.
Those are 33s. Okay. He keeps them clean, though.
Yeah, keeps them clean.
They're skinny, but they're 33s.
Well,
all right, Jesse.
Considering.
Why are you picking the Montero?
Why are you taking the Toyota?
No.
I knew it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was going to take the terrible Jeep.
Yucky.
Yeah.
It'll do pretty well, though, I bet.
Well, considering that you guys took the options that I wanted, and B, I wasn't supposed to be a team here. I'm all just right. playing to make so things since, more interesting.
Since so, you went last, what would have been your choice, just out of curiosity?
Oh, the 322.
What would you have started with? Okay. All
right. You are obsessed with them lately. This is fun to watch.
I know. I fucking love them. I see them way too much now, and I'm like, I want one. I gotta convince my wife to get it. All right.
You're welcome.
On to round two. Here.
Okay. Wow. Oh, the boy. Presentation.
It's amazing. Small words.
I can't read that. I know. Oh, you can't read that?
I can't read at all.
I never learned to read.
No, this is not going to go well.
That helped a ton.
That's been the case it the did whole not. Time.
And it gets worse.
I knew this should have been a two beer podcast, but here,
round
here we are.
Two oh. mods. Okay.
Okay. Well,
just the host already spilled his beer. He kicked it over before we even started.
All right.
I didn't kick a beer over.
Oh, I thought that's what you did.
No,
I thought
no,
that's
no.
what you did right away.
No, okay. I dropped some more shit out of the hat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here. I don't know if you can read it. It says front lockers. There are three of them, but since there are less of us, we're going down to two.
Oh, no. Okay.
This one is rear locker. Since there are four of us,
now just
calling
it one less pick, maybe, because he already has
a
rear locker.
I just picked the right. I just picked the right car. Get out. It's not my fault you didn't pick the right shit.
There are sliders, since there are more people than I anticipate, or less people than I anticipated. One of them's coming off.
Okay.
Over here, we have our lifts. Mm. We have a solid axle swap, but the L322 is exempt from the solid axle swap. It cannot have it.
Oh, okay.
There is a 2-inch basic lift, a 3-inch basic lift, which actually we're going to take the 2-inch off because it doesn't matter anymore.
Why
son of a bitch.
Anymore?
Yeah, well, because there's too many of us, or there's not enough of us. Because
Jesse doesn't
there's
want
so
us to
many,
have it.
Too few of us.
Yeah, well, okay. Then you have a 3-inch basic lift. So you got a long travel.
Okay. Okay.
And then our diamond in the rough portals.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
For tires, we've got 33-inch KO2s, which you need a 2-inch or 3-inch lift, or actually any one of these lifts to fit.
Oh, wow, so we need supporting mods.
Well, yeah. let's be real here.
How much Sawzall can we use? Is Sawzall on there?
I get it.
Both those Jeeps will fit those tires without anything bolted onto them. All you got to do is cut shit off. And your Jeep will fit it without cutting anything off.
I can definitely hear that yelling in my ear, Mike, and I understand your point. Well, next on the list, you have 35 AT4s, which you need any one of the associated lifts. 37-inch KO2s, you need either the SAS, portals, or a long travel to fit.
Okay.
38-inch TSLs, you need a SAS, portals, or an LT to fit. 40-inch pats, You need a SAS, portals, or a long travel to fit. Over here, we have three winches, but we're taking one off.
So we have
and in order to have a winch, you have to have a bumper.
Well, all cars have bumpers.
Aftermarket yeah. bumpers, Colin.
Okay.
You have to have the bumper in order to run the winch. So okay. you can play that however you want. If you want to get a winch and not let a buddy from a bumper get a winch, then you're both just fucked. So
I feel. What if you did like a front receiver kind of situation?
Nope.
Or a rear
there
receiver.
Are.
I know.
Put two on the side. Two full belly pans. You got a widow wada.
Oh, that's a good.
We got three TK skids. One T-case doubler, ooh. And a Yankee Tuggy bag.
Okay.
Okay.
The Yankee Tuggy bag are various things like snatch block, dope rope, you know, various things to get yourself out of for self-recovery.
Let's put Got it
that way. So, since I am first on the list.
I have a question.
What's that?
Yeah.
When it comes to the doublers, are we talking, do we have to keep it realistic here? Because the Range Rover, there you can't do that. And
no.
I don't know about the 100 series if you can do that either.
You could technically double anything.
So we're going to be a little.
Kind of. I saw some wavering there.
There's going to be a little imagination and argument here. So for this game. You can
for
run
intents and purposes.
For this TK doubler, you sir can run it on the 322.
Okay.
Right. How much tool work do we get with any of these things?
You're asking too many questions, Mike.
Well, I've done a lot with a Jeep with a Sawzall.
Ask questions.
I mean, yes. Only the in a Sawzall, you can do a ton of work and accomplish a lot. I could put I'll strap the winch to the back seat, cut the roof off. And then now I can use the winch forward or backwards.
Well, we knew you were going to cut the roof off when you selected the XJ.
Yeah, that was the plan.
So I don't know what.
I'm starting there. So is there a tools
It doesn't
round?
Have a roof anymore.
Is there
as
a tools
far as
round?
Because
like dibs on the Sawzall.
That's a great addition. Maybe in the expansion pack, I will add Sawzall
to the list. To the mods list, not to the tools list.
There you go.
I wanted to kind of keep it a little simple so we could be, you know, a little imaginative, but try to narrow it in so we're not creating crazy.
Okay. So, all right. Okay.
For my 2011 JKU Sport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the portals.
That's too bad you went 2011. 2012 would have been the better.
Yeah. Better.
There's a little point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got the better interior because that's what I have, but it has the worst engine transmission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Transmission's, I think, the same.
So, Colin, your pick.
Oh, that's right. Trying to think of what the... you know what? Give me long travel.
Dang, I wish it was that easy.
Right?
Yeah.
Dang. You know.
Give me long travel, please.
Yeah, I'll just.
It's like playing a video game.
It's like being rich.
GT5, and we're just, you know.
I think it's like being rich. That's the cheat code.
But you just stick the note on there and it's done. You don't have to wait. That's great.
That's true. Okay.
The installation is that easy, sir.
You know what I've got a problem with here is that I don't want to like screw Mike over, but I want to screw Mike over.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
But I also want a straight axle swap. So I'll just go with that.
How would that have screwed me over? I would have put tons under the JK or under the XJ.
That's the thing. Like that's what I needed to pick right there, but it doesn't hurt you. So it's a little bit tricky, you know, to do that.
Well, what it does though is limits Mike to 33s or only 35s. He can't get big Atayos.
I'm going to take the 35s.
That's an interesting because it's
my turn.
Has like an axle swap for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take the 35s.
Okay, but
Just so you know, in order to actually put the 35s on the vehicle, you still have to take this 3-inch basic lift.
Maybe.
There's no Sawzall on this list.
Here's the thing is everybody else has drafted a lift, so he can use that for his last pick now.
Yep. Mm.
Smart.
So,
yeah.
Just inevitably he has.
And now he has a back-to-back pick too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from here, what was the... There's doublers.
Pull those options closer. I can't read anything there. When you pop that, when you're done popping your Zin.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to be able to read this.
So, tell me what the first.
Your options again, sir, are front locker, rear locker, sliders, 3-inch basic lift, TK skid, Whittle Wada. Yankee Tuggy Bag, Full Belly Pan, Bumpers, Winch, or a T-Case Doubler?
I'm going to take the Doubler, because I'm not going to be able to put gears in my axles.
Okay. So now it's my turn, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what?
Okay.
Or no, Sean's turn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm last again, or second to last. Okay.
I am going to take the front bumper.
Ooh, clever.
Hmm.
ARB, okay. You think?
Yeah, I think classy.
Just, you know, the standard, of the mill.
With the bull bar. I mean, I like the bull bar.
It's nice. With bull bar on
the side. And then I can get some bar work on the side, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm in
there.
Sooty 2.0?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sean, your bumper.
Well, Sooty's an 80.
It is bumpers plural, so you get front and rear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nobody told me that.
Does it have a swing out?
Yeah, I get to put a spare.
Sure.
Stock size
swing out on it? Wow, dang.
So, Colin.
That is me now? Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? Give me the 37s.
Yeah.
That's a good choice, Colin.
Long travel, 37s.
I mean, you're doing all right. Supercharger.
Yeah. I mean, overall.
You going to Baja? Where are we going?
Oh, yeah. Damn straight I am. That's my first stop. But I won't be stopping. I'll be going real fast.
I'm still going to forever make the argument that you don't need a lift on an XJ for anything.
No, you don't. But for this game, you do.
I'm going to take
the 38 TSL. Horrible on the road, great on the off-road.
As if the Jeeps aren't loud enough inside.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I don't know that I would even do that. And I, sir, am
building the most red deck, a.k.a. you.
I don't think you can have portals and be redneck, though.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm a rich redneck. This is called privilege redneck.
No, okay, yeah.
Your rich neck.
Yeah.
He won $50,000 on the scratch off.
Down at the Circle K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's my turn again. So I'm going to take a rear locker.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So who is it now?
Sean.
No. No, it is you, Colin.
Oh,
Colin,
it's me. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Why? So let's see. So what was left? So there's bumpers, sliders,
front and rear locker,
winch,
T-case, skid, full belly pants.
40-inch. Well, you already got tires. Wada. Two front lockers left, one rear locker left, but you already have one.
I don't need
you argued.
So yeah. Front locker me. I'm basically just building my dream L322 over here. What I wanted
seems,
to do.
Seems like it's going pretty good for you. Yeah.
I think I'm going to take rear locker first here.
Hmm.
I just want that off the board, I think. Well, and I want it, obviously. And I was
gonna say, like, you kinda, it's also a thing that you'd
be
like.
Nice to have, you know.
Now it's me again.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Twice. Front locker. I don't need the rear.
Yeah.
I could have been open diff. Like okay. I would have been fine open diffs, as we've proven on the Rubicon. All it takes
so
is
we're gonna put the locker in the weakest axle.
Left foot braking. This will have a high pinion 30. So this will have a high pinion.
No, it won't. He said 2000.
Oh, it's 2000. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Still locking it.
Mike, you can blow up your rear diff and just do front digs for days.
No, the rear's gonna stay. The rear's gonna be fine. Actually, it's a Chrysler 8 1/4.
So before we go any further, I forgot I have to say something about one of these mods on the board.
Oh, intermission.
That is important because I can't be the only one who knows it, and that would be unfair to you guys.
Oh, wow.
The Yankee Tuggy Bag has a bonus additive for self-recoveries in round 3.
Is it Lucas Oil? Is that the additive?
No.
Yeah. Whose transmission leaks in this scenario?
Yeah, definitely the XJ. Yeah. Something's leaking from the XJ without question. Yeah.
So the Yankee belly Tuggy what you want full belly pan.
Yeah.
I don't care, Jeff. Full belly
pan. Give a fuck.
How many rounds is this? Just out of curiosity.
Till we're out or we feel like we're done.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jesus.
I mean, there's what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 left.
Okay.
Man, okay.
So
I'm not going to take that lift. I don't want it.
now that it's so, my turn again. Sorry, you go ahead, Jesse.
That means you have stock tires then.
No.
Yeah. That was the rule. That was the rule.
They'll rub. It'll self-clearance.
He gave the rule. That you can't have the 35s without the lift.
I'm just saying. It'll clear.
You're running stock donuts.
That means you're stock tires.
See how it goes?
So I assume that you could have picked every tire option if you wanted to, right? Like you could
have been a total twat.
Okay. So I'm gonna take the 40-inch tires just because I don't want anybody to snake them out from underneath me at some point.
Yes.
I hate these tires, by the way. I just need to say that out loud.
Boy, you're building it like the Stellar Built car now.
I know.
Did you see that?
Is that a fabricated 9-inch at the front? Yeah.
Perfect. Woo. That's like if my rig and Aaron's crashed rig together, and you know somehow we also had $30,000 to add into it. That's what you would get.
That's the outcome. Yeah.
That LC100 is so good.
It's very good. Okay, and it's on, I think, like Trail Grappler's much better looking tires.
Yes.
Colin.
By the way, sorry, before Colin starts, the 40-inch Pats, they got this little asterisk here.
They're
you'll
gonna
find
pop.
Out later what you'll find out later what that means.
They're okay. Stickies, they're red label.
The sideballs are gonna come off of it.
Everybody's gonna ridicule you off the trail.
Pats will be Pats.
No friends will join you.
So it's my turn?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what do we got left? We got sliders,
skids,
bumpers, skids, basically.
And winches.
Sliders,
and
winches. Skids, winches, belly pan, widow wada, Yankee Tuggy bag, bumper.
Okay. Give me sliders.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's it. I was looking at it in my XJ thoughts here, and I'm like, I don't give a shit about sliders. But I do know that you can taco those transfer case skid pretty easily. That's just why I went with that.
Tyson's done it multiple times.
Multiple times. I've done it before, yeah.
I'm going full pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smart.
And
now, does that include...
Don't try and install that by yourself. You might drop it on your dick.
Yep. Trust me. There's video evidence. That. Yeah. Does that include gas tank skid for you, by the way?
Yeah, it's a full belly. Everything underneath.
Well, your gas tank is kind of... Anyway.
Okay.
That's not how they come. So you bet.
Okay. And the last one I'm going to take is the Yankee Tuggy bag.
with the special thing that you know about that we don't.
That we do.
Yeah. I told you. Just and like I gave you all a chance to take it.
Well, you didn't tell us what it was. You just told us that there's special thing about it.
It has, I told you, it has added advantages for self-recovery in round three.
Right, okay. Round three.
So, and I gave you all a chance to get it before I took it.
Okay.
All right, Colin.
So it's my turn.
You again.
And what's, is Wait. There?
Yeah, sorry.
What? Yeah.
Let's continue.
You got TK skids. Bumpers, winches, and a little ladder.
Is there a special thing with the ladder that we should know about? No.
It's just who's ever gets stuck with it.
Okay.
I'll take a winch off the board. Just so I know I have one.
Yeah. And then nobody else, you know.
I don't know how many bumpers there are left, but.
One bumper.
There's one bumper, and Mike's got two picks. So again, back myself into a corner, and
I'm definitely taking the ladder.
In the winch.
So I've got a winch that I can't use.
I'm not even. I don't give a shit.
Putting it in the receiver. Yeah. I can use it front and rear.
A ratchet strap to the top of the truck. I don't care.
Jesse, give me that last winch, please.
All right, I'll take that stupid lift kit.
And hey, Rough Country makes a nice Jake or a nice XJ lift, dear buddy.
You said it's basic though, right?
Yeah.
So talk me through this. Is this spacers or is this springs? Does it include, like, what are we doing?
What was it? A two-inch or a three-inch?
It's a three-inch.
On an XJ, it's going to be links.
It's got to have front control arms at least.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody wants to do 3 inches of a hanger. So
yeah, it'd probably be springs too, front springs as well.
Yeah, probably front springs instead of a spacer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
It'd be a pretty decent.
That'll help.
Yep.
Short arms, not long arms.
I
know. But, you know.
I wasn't going to do sliders, but I'm going to do sliders, I guess.
35.
I got a front locker and sliders. I can pull myself over and a full belly pan. I can pull myself over literally anything. There's nowhere I can't go.
Okay.
I'm going to also take the sliders, please.
You're on 40s, though. What do you? You're not going to slide on anything.
He wants to keep the body of that 100 real nice, okay?
Bumpers, sliders, yeah.
He's battling the L322 with classiness here.
And did he get the belly pan or did he not? He's got no underbody protection?
Listen, I have a Land Cruiser already that doesn't have a belly fan, and I also made it for Rubicon.
That's fair.
That means that bumpers are still available, so give me the bumpers, and now I can use my winch.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Colin.
Boom. All right.
Yes, you can.
That means, Jesse, you get a TK skid and a little ladder.
Yes.
I can't wait to have a spare 33.
No, so to keep it fair... Well, I guess I'll take the Widowetta. It doesn't matter because then that would give me that would give me 7 mods and you guys 6.
That's fine.
If you we'll guys let you are have okay with me having a Widowetta on my little Jeep.
Yeah,
fortunately, there's not a 4Runner, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's basically the duck of a 4Runner. So
yeah. So you get both now. Hey, you get a ladder and ducks.
Don't I want to? I mean, I said I didn't want the skid, but maybe I want it if it's free.
No, we're done now.
We can't do anymore. We all have the appropriate mods. And we're going to move to round three, which is, oh, shit on a stick. Here.
You put a lot of staples in that one. I can see
it. You got after it, man.
The staples.
Round two.
I'm waiting for him to pull the whole board down.
I like that it's round two, round three. Yeah.
Oh.
Round three, trails. So round twos. We're going to do Klein 34. We're going to do, Klein 34 plus the play area.
Okay.
Are you doing it forward or reverse?
So we're drafting
forward.
Just to say.
Okay. Do we know still?
Which one's forward?
I just answered. I have no idea which way is forward.
We don't either. We've done it so many times, we're not sure.
I love going with a new person who says, wait a minute, you run it this way? And I say,
yeah. You
run it that new way?
You run it that way?
I didn't know you could do it.
Yeah.
Our next trail will be the Rubicon. After that,
we're going to do the McGrew. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do the OBDR OG route.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to do Moab, and we're going to go to Winnie Bay, which I already know who's going to win that one.
I don't know what that is. Oh, Winchester. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Big dunes.
Winchester Bay.
Got it.
The way that this will be rated is rated. Each one of us are going to give each other's vehicles a rating from 1 to 10.
Mm. Hold on. Okay. I get this, but hold on, because I really have to pee. So you guys talk about yourself, and I know.
Game.
Yeah, intermission.
Sean's taking.
I mean, I'm gonna take it.
Yep. God, you guys are the worst. So explain to me what the this round. So we're not drafting anything. We're just rating what we think each other's vehicles are going to be able to do on those trails.
Yes. Okay. In comparison to, like, the other vehicle. So if you think that Mike's XJ would do better than Sean's Land Cruiser or my JK, you would rate them in an order. Like, if you think the JK is going to do absolute garbage in that, you would say a 2 out of 10. But if you think it's going to do great, but not as good as this, you'd say an 8 and a 9. So
we're going out of 10. Why wouldn't we just go out of 4? Because there's 4 of us.
I think that makes more sense to me.
Right. Rank them.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. So,
okay.
But you're not ranking yourself, right?
But you're not ranking yourself. Okay.
So 1 out of 3?
So I think maybe the 10 does kind of make sense, except for it does introduce some weirdness.
Math
is hard.
Your game.
Math is hard.
Okay. Well,
so the XJ got 11.
Explain it. Give me the how you want to go about it then.
So the first part is we're going to go through and we're going to rate each other, and I'm going to give your 3 points or 3 set of points over here on your points section. Mm-hmm. And then after that, a 12-sided dice will be rolled.
Natural 20, baby. Let's go.
If a 1 or a 7 is rolled, you will have an issue on the trail.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. Which trail?
Any one of these trails.
Whichever one you're on.
Are we doing
whichever one we're on?
We're rolling for each trail.
Which we're on?
We're rolling for each trail. We're all doing each trail, right?
Got it. Yep.
Yes, we're all doing each trail.
Okay.
Added probability of failure if the player has the 40-inch pats. If the player has that mod,
do you have a spare
an 11 is added to the roll probability. So for Sean, it is 1, 7, or 11. Sean would have a problem on the trail.
Okay.
So tire. Then,
sidewall.
If you have a problem on the trail, you pick even or odd. Then I will roll the dice again.
Okay.
How do we know you're not lying because you don't have a camera set up? We need
a dice cam.
Yeah. I'm gonna need a live dice cam.
There's one thing that I am not is a liar. Not a liar. So you're gonna have to trust.
Okay.
Me.
That sounds We're like something a liar would that. Say. Yeah.
First lie already made. Yeah.
I cannot tell a lie.
Just trust me.
Second thing a liar would say.
Yeah, second thing a liar would say. Shit.
So you're gonna pick even or odd.
Okay.
Yep. If you are correct, then you get a self-recovery for 3/4 of the points you are awarded. So that makes
sense. I'm going to die on the trail. I don't care. I'm never
so you would...
Dysentery.
if you pick incorrectly, you are awarded 1/4 of the points.
Okay.
So we'll do... You know, we'll do, you know, your added points here for your total sum, and then either subtract off 1/4 or 3/4 from your points.
Okay.
If the player has the Yankee Tuggy bag, a self-recovery is possible. You roll a 1, 4, 7, 9, 11, or a 12 for a self-recovery and no points deducted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, you could. Cool. So really, he is just going to roll whatever and lie. Oh yeah, I got one of those because look at the odds.
He may not be a liar, but he is 50, a cheater. 50 odds.
Yeah. He's not a liar, but he's a cheater.
He's not a liar, but he wants to win so bad.
I'm driving okay, an XJ, man.
No, you're not. I am.
You're driving a JK.
Oh,
you're
a JK. I'm driving a JK. JK. Sorry.
Those G people are weird.
Man. All those ducks. You must not be able to see the insignia. You
can't see the badge with the ducks in the way.
It's all the ducks.
All right. I think I'm ready for this.
Now, are you hard top on or soft top?
So we're rating each other's.
Yes.
So I've got, I've got questions about some of these. What color is your rig, Colin? Well, is it the pearl white?
According to the
picture.
I don't care about the picture.
It's gray.
The picture is gray.
I'm assuming when
no, it's blue then.
When we build it,
yeah, it looks blue to me. In fact, are they all blue?
No. They're all blue.
I think just the XJ is actually blue. All right, cool. And then as we were building, what kind of other like body mods and things like that? Did anybody do?
No. Just nothing? Just your bolt-ons?
Well, I mean, to run 40s, even with a solid axle, no lift, it says, right? Sean would still have to cut fender.
No.
To run 38s, you're going to have to cut.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like fantasy too many world. Semantics.
I would like to judge these.
Okay. All right, fine. Then all of us have Sawzalls.
Great. Okay.
That is a tool for all of us to have.
I've cut everything off. I've cut everything off the Jeep that's not structural. I've cut everything off that's not structural.
It's next day. It's all structural. Yep.
Yeah.
True.
It's not important structure. Not most of it.
Yeah. I didn't see. I didn't see frame channel stiffeners.
No, that's true.
On your build
I did get
list
sliders,
there, so.
Which is that. If I'm putting sliders on the body, they are now stiffeners because it's the body. So
first thing we're going to do is we're going to rate Mike, then we're going to rate Sean, then Colin, and then myself.
Okay.
Okay, so go over Mike's build again.
So Mike has the XJ with the T-case doubler, 3-inch basic lift, which is springs and control arms, 35-inch AT4s, front locker, full belly pan, and sliders. How would he do on Klein plus all the play areas?
Oh, on Klein and plus areas. I mean,
think about what Tyson's done with less.
Yeah.
less, but he's had both lockers, though.
But he was doing it with no lockers for quite some time.
Not the stuff he does recently.
Not what he's doing now. Yeah, but
so that would be close to that. I feel like that's a solid 8 for Klein.
Okay, Colin gives him 8 points.
I'm gonna go with a 7. I'm trying to. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go 7.
The only front locker is the hard part, but we know how good an XJ is. That's the thing.
With no lockers. And by the way, that 8.25 rear with a little bit of brake, that locks that up just fine.
So I am also going to give it a 7 because I do know that Mike will XJ.
Yeah, with a Dana 30 and a front locker.
I've
seen it happen in person.
Dana 30 and a front locker, yep.
So 7.
Yeah, but this
7.
One will have oil in it. All right, that's the difference. The other one did not have any oil in it. I did half a 34 without any oil in the front locker or in the front axle at all.
So was that 7? 7's 14 plus 8's 24.
Here comes the fun part of the show. Math.
Right? No, 22. 22.
No, I like the 24 better. Like when you did the first math.
Okay.
It's new math.
We're gonna roll for your. All right.
Oh,
inevitable break.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're doing? Are
I
you
thought
sure?
maybe
oh,
we keep
put
them
put your
all
hand
then,
a little bit lower.
Yeah, put your hand a little lower and then shake.
A little lower.
Some more.
There you go.
There you go. Now shake.
What are you doing?
Okay, I like this. Yeah, let's do everybody's scores, then go through for breaks.
Okay, all right.
So we're gonna be on the trail.
So next, we're going to rate Sean.
Okay. So what was his again? His is
solid axle swap.
Sast 100.
Okay, can we talk about an ARB what bumper. Axle did he put in it?
With bumper, winch, and pats.
Is that just a 60, or is that like a Toyota front axle?
Just a 60.
Well, no, but I mean, for money-wise, I mean, what did he do?
I mean, just get a 60. If it was me, I like that fabricated housing with a Land Cruiser.
Fabricated 9-inch?
With a Land Cruiser third. Or an 80 series axle, just because it makes sense, because you've used 105 stuff.
I would figure, yeah, an 80 series stuff. Axle yeah, it's would, not be, like, would be like the most straightforward, but
yeah. What are you doing?
It has a rear locker because it came with it factory, even though I had to add it.
No, it didn't.
It does now.
She got two rear lockers. Got it.
Double locked.
Mine doesn't have a rear locker.
Does Sean have the center diff lock or no?
They all have it.
Those
all have it. Yeah,
those
yeah.
had center, but they didn't. Yeah, didn't all have the rear.
Ugly tires, sliders, and something I can't read.
A locker and a sash.
A winch. Okay. It's got a winch. Not really coming to play very much here, but you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, we've seen what Sean's truck can do.
Also, you have me behind the wheel. You already know what a green Land Cruiser can do out there.
You got me.
So you take away
wheel.
2 points. Yeah.
God, just for that, Sean, 7.
Oh, yeah, man. I was gonna say 8, but 7 seems fair to me too.
That is.
Oh, well, I'm just sticking with my 8. Man, Sean, also
I think
gets
maybe
a
you
22.
Shouldn't be tooting your own
Sean's,
horn over
yeah,
there.
Sean's
that
ego
you
is taking
up
a bunch of
footage back here.
Yeah,
come
I hope
on.
You get a fucking flat tire with your Patagonias, you son of a
I
bitch.
Didn't want that. Okay.
You got 600 pounds of ARB bumpers on the front and back.
Man, Mike.
Yeah, did you go HD springs on there? Or?
Mike can complain about a Sawzall for 10 minutes straight. The second I bring up that I have
that you're the best driver in the group.
I didn't say that. I just said we've seen what I can do. I didn't.
My results speak for themselves.
I didn't say we couldn't see what Jesse could do. But saying.
Jesus.
All right. Let us rate the 322 with the long travel 37s front locker and the rear locker, sliders, bumpers, and a winch.
I'm giving it an 8. I want to see that thing.
I'm going to give that a spite down 2.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
All right. We'll see how the next round goes. I'm not that petty.
I'm
giving him an 8.
I don't know if I'd go. I think I would match it to the XJ and do a 7. I think it would do well, but it is independent suspension, even though it's long travel. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I'm good. Here's my Sean comment. You know, I'm good at driving through lifting wheels.
You are.
So
see, this is what
I'm perfectly
like.
Comfortable with that.
Assholes.
Gonna lift fronts and rears.
All right.
So Jesse has a little ladder.
He does have the little ladder.
Yeah. That's JK.
Yeah,
that's one extra point.
Portals.
38s, rear locker, full pan, and a TK skid. That's all that matters towards this.
So,
okay.
Flex-wise.
No,
not,
so he's got no lift.
Yeah.
Ooh, stock suspension.
Nope.
Portals.
Just the portals.
Yeah.
Stock suspension. So you're gonna have pretty decent movement.
And it's not a Rubicon.
Right.
So it's regular... You know,
but he's got a
regular
rear
low range.
It's Roberts rig with
which is why
portals.
I'm doubler.
I'm just
meaning
like no 4-to-1.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know that's why. But that's why I was I need that doubler.
But he has a rear locker, portals, 38s. It's probably about the same. It's probably a 7.
Well, and with the portals though, those gear at the axle though.
Yeah.
Even though you're low range,
so you would assume
low.
Maybe it's like
yeah,
essentially like it's on 529s maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an...
Dana 30s, not...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Well, it's a 44 rear on that. It'll still be a 44 rear, but it's not the... It's not the bigger... It's like a 28 spline 44 rear instead of the 31 spline 44 rear, but it is still technically a 44 housing with all that stuff, I believe. And it's a 30 front.
I'm going to give it an 8. It's like the XJ with a little more ground clearance. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And you know I'm going to XJ the shit out of this
thing. Oh, no, no. Driver, if you brag about your being a driver, a good driver.
Yeah. Gonna so a six, oh, Jesse. Now a six. I'll give you a seven. Well, we're all pretty all consistent, right, except Colin's just one better.
Yeah.
Which is, well, about right.
He is.
L322. I mean, come on.
Just one better. Yeah.
Just a little.
Now it comes really down to the dice then. We all built pretty well. Yeah. It's all a roll of the dice.
Can't wait to lose on the technicality thanks to these terrible tires.
Who's the first? Who are you rolling first for?
Probably one, right?
I would say Mike.
Go back to draft order.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mike on 34 rolls a 8. He has no failures on the trail.
All right. Wow.
Dana 30 holding on.
You know,
see how that happened.
Well, I've got extra axle shafts, and it turns out I can replace those pretty fast.
Sean. Oh, shit. It's on the floor. It's rolling. Oh, God. It's going into the chicken.
I can hear it.
The chickens ate the dice, and now the game's over.
He's not coming back. It's over.
Two.
He rolled a two.
It's a two.
Is that good? Did I win?
Yeah. No, you're good.
All right, cool.
It's not a 1-7 or 11.
Oh, okay.
Well, what about the Pats?
That was the 11. So he has the 11.
That's the extra.
Got it.
The extra. Yeah.
So, Colin.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
12. You're good.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God damn it. Drop the fucking.
Now, remember, I broke a U-joint driving through Redmond.
11.
Uh-oh.
So Jesse has...
No, he doesn't. No, he's good. He doesn't have Pats.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the Pats number.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we are
so
done.
Far, so no losses. Okay.
We made it through Klein. All right.
Now we're headed to the Rubicon.
Oh, boy.
So now you guys will rate me first.
Right, you
for doing the Rubicon
first for the con.
Well, I did the Rubicon,
right, with lift and links and skids and lockers and lower range and
yeah,
which I mean he's not that far off of that, but
yeah. Well, I had a lower range and I still had 513s.
The ladder's going to be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get up to the top.
And don't forget.
Do you have the doors and the doors and top on right now for the Rubicon?
No, yeah, how,
it's,
how
it's
dirty
Rubicon.
Are you?
Yeah, you took everything off, right? Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah. He's going to jump into Loom Lake.
Well, but see, that matters because now,
washed off.
Now that with all that off, it's lighter. It's about 800 pounds lighter, removing the top of the doors.
Okay, well.
Cool.
Which is why I have the Sawzall.
we've already decided we all have a Sawzall.
I know, but I need to use it to take my top of doors off. You just take yours off and you're fine. I would say for having done the Rubicon and like I led it without a spotter, I would say that he's got a 8.
I'd agree with Mike.
7. I don't think it can be better than on the climb.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It's the length of time though. But being so the only thing that I ever did on the Rubicon was bash my steering, which is fine because it was aluminum, but it bent my stabilizer. So he's got the portals. He's going to be up higher. He won't even have that problem for me.
So next would be Colin.
So does long travel add width?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should, yeah.
Inherently.
3.5 inches.
Then I'm gonna lower my 8 to like a 7.
But it's only tire width. It's not body width.
Yeah, but there's plenty of areas there where like squeezing through really was helpful. Being narrower was really helpful.
Yeah, I'm actually,
that's how the XJ.
My truck was too wide for.
I know. So now you're 3 inches wider and something else. That's my only worry because otherwise I think it'd be just fine.
Yeah, but I can put my tire on top of it now.
Yeah,
I had the widest footprint and I didn't have a problem.
There's also that, yeah. So you can put the tire on top of it
because
there's more travel.
Yeah. So
cross travel with the
I'm still going to give the 322 an 8.
Wow. I'm going 7. I'm going to stick with my Klein numbers, I think, for most of this, if not all of it.
Well, I think everybody should get full 10s on McGrew, because we know that that's doable.
Yeah, but then it's going to come down to comfort, too, right? So, like, that's part of it.
AC seats?
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Or if we're doing it in the winter, heated steering wheel? I mean, come on.
So Sean's rig on the Rubicon.
8.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 9, I think. 40s, I don't think he's going to have trouble with nothing.
40s, solid axles, yeah.
Should have kept my mouth shut both first times.
Did you want to change yours to a 9, Colin? Are you agreeing or are you staying with an 8?
8. Everybody's going to have problems.
I'm a 9.
There's going to be some kind of problem no matter what. On the Rubicon. It's the Rubicon.
9.
What'd you pick, Jesse?
I picked an 8.
Okay. All right.
I say he breaks the tire
light out. My argument
is almost did it.
The tire explodes. Yeah.
The LC is going to do just as good as the 322. The 322.
It'll just be less dramatic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Driver comfortability. I guess you would have less wheel lift, but the 320 or with the LT, you shouldn't, have as much.
Yeah.
It'll still do it.
Yeah.
It'll do it.
XJ.
Mine, in comparison to the others, I got to give you a 7, Mike.
I think I'm 7 too. I'm worried that front axle is going to break with a locker in 35s and your whiskey throttle.
That's probably true.
No way.
I just don't think it would do as good as the ratings. I couldn't honestly give it an 8 like I did for the 322 and the LC.
I'm like 7 inches narrower than either of those rigs.
I don't think narrow is what matters.
I don't have to take most of the obstacles. That's the way we got Dave through, is that he didn't have to do half of the things. He was able to go around a lot of it.
Yeah, but I don't. That's fine. Exactly what I'm saying, is you would not do it as good as these two rigs. That's why I gave you a 7, not an 8.
I don't care. I don't get to vote on me. And I'm not.
No, you don't.
That's how this game works.
I know. I'm just sitting here. You don't have to like justify it to me.
I didn't hear Sean's. What's Sean's vote?
What was my first vote? Was it 8 or 7? I forget.
You gave the cruiser or the 322.
Nope.
No, he's talking about on
just the XJ.
XJ for Klein, he said, I think you said 8.
I think I did.
I can't remember though.
Yeah, I'll give it the 8.
I think I gave him 8, but math. 30. All right.
Yeah.
It's new math.
37. 37 plus 7 is 45.
Okay.
So that puts the scores totaled at Mike, 45 points. Colin, 45 points. Sean, 47. Me, 45.
Wow. Very
Sean
consistent.
Sean with a little lead here. Are we rolling now?
Yeah, we're rolling now.
Okay. Come on, Patagonias.
Hold on. Does the dice roll go to the trail or the full total then? It's just the trail, right?
Just the trail.
Okay.
Yeah, so we would only reduce it by the 14,
sure.
22 points divided by
the trails points.
Trails points.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, no, you're going to lose all your points.
Sean's going to get to the very last trail. Yeah. And when he pays, blow a tire and he's three quarters of the points gone.
Points. Yeah. Shit.
All right, Sean.
What?
You're like pinballed here. I got to re-roll. 12.
Ooh, barely.
So who's next?
Just go 2, 3, 4. So it's Colin, then you, then me, right? Because you're just
Colin.
Starting by.
Because you started with Sean.
Yeah.
10.
Good. Okay, made it.
Good there. Yep.
Mike.
I'm impressed. My CV.
7.
Oh, that front end.
That front. I told you.
That's fine.
That front axle.
That's fine.
I believed in you, Mike. I gave you a higher score, but
yeah,
we were hoping. Here's the thing, I'll call Matt's Off-Road Recovery and see if they'll come out and
Okay.
tug me.
Are they an even or an odd?
Ooh, here we go.
Odd.
Oh, he's going odd.
Odd chance he's got the axle under his back seat.
It's even. So you're wrong.
All right. I guarantee you I have those axles.
Yeah. You only get one quarter of, what would that be? So 14, 18, 20, 22 divided by 4.
Oh, no.
I'm not helping you here. I'm not going to say any numbers out loud.
What's the square root of that? Fucking,
I'm not going to do math on a podcast and let everybody see how dumb I am. We had to stick weld. So we stick welded my front axle together again.
Yep. Hopefully the housing's not bent.
Yeah. I've never had an issue. Never trust one.
Okay. Anything. You're down 7 points.
One of those either.
Trust. That's fine. I don't even want those points.
Down 7 points. Okay.
Okay. So Mike is now at 38. Oh, God.
But I'm also only like $6,000 into my whole rig. So you guys can suck it.
Okay. And I rolled a 9.
9. Okay. All right. So now we're McGrew.
Going to McGrew.
Now we're doing the McGrew.
McGrew. All right. I'm giving everybody 9s on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm giving everybody 9s except I'm giving Colin a 10.
Whoa.
Yeah. You're doing McGrew.
The
that
first
thing,
10 of the day.
You could do McGrew at 75 miles an hour. As long as you weren't worried about sliding off the trail.
Doing a hot lap. I'll do the full loop and then meet you back down.
I want it straight piped, and I want to hear it from the bottom and just listen to bah, 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 wah. It'd be
great.
Wait,
shit. Okay, hang on a second.
Oh, wait.
I just fucked it up. Okay, so Mike gave everybody a 9. Except
Colin.
Except for himself.
I gave Colin
you,
a 10.
No, you got a 10.
And me a 10, yeah.
Yep. So I got Mike's. Then Colin gave everybody a 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
Except for myself.
And then I will also give the XJ a 9. I'm going to definitely give you a 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to give everybody else a 9. I like Mike's thing. And I can't give myself one. So
Sean,
what do you got,
Sean?
I'm going to give everybody an 8 with the exception of Colin, who I will give a 9.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Can't give a 10. Can't give a 10.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
You know,
okay. That's all he's saying.
You're the asshole that gives a 4 stars, even though it was the best turn you had of your whole life. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know.
Well,
like,
you know.
There's always room for improvement. And this restaurant goes under because they don't have a 5-star review.
Not a car dealership. It's fine. Colin, I'll give you a 10 if we go to Goodwood or something in England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be an entertaining time, actually, just to go and watch that.
Oh, yeah.
At some point. It's cool stuff. I think Jesse's doing it. So we're filling.
He ducked down out of the frame so that he could do some math quickly with his fingers and toes. Yeah. Hey, wait, do I have 69 points?
Nice.
You have 64 points, Mike.
Oh shit.
So close.
You guys can't give me very many points from here on out.
Give him a couple ones on the next
round. I need to get ones until we're done here. Or I need to lose a couple things.
Yeah. So, before we start doing dice rolls.
Jesse right now.
What the hell is going on here?
Just doing...
That's you.
Doing math. Oh.
It's simple addition. I swear I can do it. So, Mike, you're at 64. Colin, you're at 74. Sean, 74. Me, 71.
I caught up to Sean. Woo! Okay, so now we got to roll.
Now we got to roll.
What am I going to break this time? So we got to start with Colin.
Colin.
Right, because you're just moving one each time.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
For the people at home listening.
Got it.
I can't imagine just listening to this podcast. Yeah.
Colin gets an 8.
All right.
Free and clear.
Then it would be me. 6.
Oh.
Okay.
Sounded like a 7 to me.
Mike. 10.
All right. Okay.
Sean.
Sean with the Pats.
1.
God damn it. It's a new build.
It's those pats. It's those pats. Yeah, it's a new fresh build. He didn't test it before he came. Of all trails, you're going to have a problem. It's the McGrew. Like, come on, man.
It's a little far away. It's really hot.
A little sharp rocks and bad tires.
All right.
You get towed off the trail by an XJ, huh?
Yeah.
Even a rod, Sean.
Odd.
Three. You get three quarters of your points.
Whew. Look at that. Okay. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't a sidewall puncture.
What's the benefit of him having a winch then? If he can self-recover with his winch, why didn't he do that?
Was that a possibility? Was that an option? Can I phone a friend?
No, I don't know.
Well, he doesn't have the self-recovery kit.
Yeah, but he has a winch and $20,000 worth of ARB bumpers.
I'm just
playing.
He
doesn't have a hook on the end.
Yeah, he's got the winch. Yeah, he didn't pay for the hook. There's no line in it.
It's just
the
cable and nothing else.
It's just for looks. Like I said, fresh build.
You got to do a slip knot around anything that you're pulling from, you know?
Sean, you went from 74 to 68.
All right. Oh, so close.
So
Sean.
Close.
Damn
almost.
It. All right.
All right, McGrew is done.
All right, McGrew. Okay, so now we're OBDR. I'm thinking I would go. Man, I feel like I would give Mike an 8, just comfortability. Just comfortability,
you know,
for that. And I think I would give Jesse 8 for just comfortability as well, and then Sean a 9.
Yeah, the XJ seats are good. I don't know if you.
It's just small and cramped.
If they're not so broken that you're sitting crooked, which I haven't ever seen one.
That's the older. Yeah, that's the older seat model because they used to have a U-shaped.
You're
seat.
Gonna have a great time. It was the best. I'm sure of that. Because you'll just be able to flog it around everywhere. But
I want to talk about seats though, real quick, because if you get 93 or older, the seat rails are U-shaped. And so, or C-shaped, I guess. So you can hold onto the seat button, like it's right in front of you. We call it like riding a bull. Yeah, as you're going through a trail, you would just rock back and forward, and it would just do a full U-shaped thing. It was great. Ton of fun. Anyway, that's not this one. This one has regular straight rails. It's not as much fun.
Okay. After that, Mike, what would you rate?
Oh, OBDR? I mean, Colin's going to do a 10. Sean's gonna do a 10. Jesse, you're gonna have some weird like oiling issues with your
the portals.
You can't create the problems for me.
Depends on what his dice roll is.
No, you've got a 3-8, man. You're not gonna have any power to move anything. So I think you're gonna have an 8.
Yeah, he's got 38s, yeah. Luckily, it's not heavy. It's not too much on the pavement, so it won't be crazy loud.
Oh, they're heavy 38.
Oh, yes. You can
put the top and doors back on for the OBDR.
Yeah. He's got 200 pounds.
My 38s belong here, here, and here.
Yeah.
And here. Yeah. They don't belong here. I accept an 8.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. I'm still like, I'm not ready to give out a 10. So I think a 9 for Colin. And a 6 for both the Jeeps. And I'm sorry, but I think that the things that you've said are true, and I think they would bother me more. And I have driven Dave's XJ, and the seat still sits crooked. So
I think that's the comfortability thing is for that particular trip is it's like all comfortability.
And I like a JK. I'm not bashing on it, but like I think given the choice to drive on a gravel road for 12 hours, I'd probably rather drive a Range Rover than a JK.
Yeah.
Wait, you gave me a 6.
3 points. Yeah, 6.
God damn it.
Listen, man.
Okay.
It's so slow.
I'm really glad.
There's just no power.
Especially with 38. Glad I wrote down my rating for you in your elitist little Land Cruiser before. Because I gave you a 10.
Be
just because I gave both the Land Cruiser and the 322 a 10. They're just going to be so comfortable driving down the road. I mean, your tires are going to suck. I'm actually talking myself out of giving you a 10. Probably should have been a 9. Down. The Cruiser is going to, the 322 is going to be better. Sorry.
My AT4s are going to be plenty comfy. That's the only trail that they're like dirt road perfect for.
But I got the XJ and 8.
Can I give away a certain number of points so that I can get down to a nice score?
That's at the end. Yeah. And sell points.
Sell
resale value of each of these vehicles.
What are the resale value on these points?
Colin lost $3 million driving off the lot. Yeah.
Yeah, at the end, it's just going to be the what it's worth today versus what it was worth off the lot. Subtract that from your points.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
With inflation, the XJ costs the same.
Yeah, exactly.
The Toyota didn't depreciate either. Yeah.
With all those mods, the Toyota might have gone up in value.
I know. Oh, you're shit. Probably right, yeah.
Jesse's mathing.
Wish I had that GIF ready again. Fun just lay in every all right. time.
Yeah.
So we are now at Mike at 86. Colin, 103.
I've been cut off.
John, 96. Me, 93.
The inverse of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So bad?
Good work. Good work, Sean.
Thanks.
All right.
Do what I can.
Dice time. So we did Colin first last, correct?
Yep. So you, Jesse.
Yeah, so Jesse me. First. Yeah.
Two.
All right.
Okay. Free and clear.
Mike. Me. Seven.
All right. I broke something.
Axle.
Bring
that
me down.
Axle, I'm telling
you. I'm an odd.
Now it's another U-turn. You're odd?
Yeah.
Going on.
It's a five.
I've got nice. Spare axles. All right.
Nice, buddy.
So, you're good. So we're good.
Trust it probably, given the XJ histories, it probably just overheated.
Right.
So you had to drive. Hood, you had continue. To drive up the hill up with the hood up, and then it was okay for a while.
Yeah.
After that.
It'll hang on the hood latch, and it'll cool off a little bit. And then we'll just take the hood off because it's an XJ. I'll get another one when we get back to town.
Yeah. Actually, you could put it on your roof that you cut off.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then
now I have a roof again.
Shade from the sun. Yeah. Bikini top.
How convenient.
Mike, when you get back into town, are you going to get another XJ or another hood?
Yeah, you could just. Yeah. It costs the same XJ. As buying a hood. Yeah, it's the same amount of money as buying a hood. You could just get another XJ. That's the beauty of it. I've swapped these parts. I've had a different Jeep for each of these trails. And I'm still under budget compared to any of you guys. Yeah.
He hasn't still even the hit cheapest. Half of Jesse's portal total. Right.
I
know.
I didn't have to buy it, though. I just picked it.
Yeah.
So then that puts it at Sean.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Did you roll for Colin?
Yeah. He got it through just fine because I went.
You didn't say anything to anybody.
No, I did. Didn't I? Because I did me.
I don't think you did, but we were also joking about
no.
Jeep, oh. Jeeps overheating. So,
yeah.
It is Colin's turn, isn't it? Because you did you
turn.
And then Mike.
Me. Yeah. And then
okay,
that was three and then four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two. Yep. Nice. He's good. Sean. Oh, shit. Floor. Bouncy.
Oh, boy. Floor roll again. Patagonia's.
Ah, nope. He got a six. He's good.
Oh, there you go. Come on.
Cool.
The V8 handled the 40s just fine.
Okay, all right.
Off to Moab.
Off to Moab.
All right.
Okay. I've got some wheel lifts in my future. so there's a lot of very smooth. It's all
traction.
Grip.
It's pretty good.
And it's just like, is your tire big enough to get over stuff? So I feel like the only thing that's going to have a XJ doesn't have a ton of power.
Well,
but
it's,
with 35s,
like,
it might be okay.
Yeah,
I'll give you – I go
got the
Mike
doubler.
8.
And
he
I
does
got
have
doubler.
A doubler. Shoot, Mike 9.
Yeah.
Mike's a 9 at Moab. Jesse's an 8 at Moab. And Sean is – shit, Sean's a 9 at Moab as well.
But he's
yeah,
got
I'll
those
back
cats.
Up. I'll back up. It, well,
but
air
40s,
down those 40s. Yeah, it doesn't 40s, matter. There's so
lock,
much. 40s, it could be
rear
bald
locker,
pats.
Solid front axle.
You're not in slick anything. It's,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no dirt you're driving on. You're driving
are
on
those
a rock.
Stickies or are they?
Yeah, the red labels.
Yeah. No, he's got cheapy pats.
Oh, he's got the.
I gotta have a new street pat now that we've gone to all these trails. Actually,
yeah, he's on his third set. So I'd give Sean a 9. Also, I'd say just because the independent stuff an 8 on Colin.
Yeah, wheel lifts.
Yeah, and then Jesse, I'm assuming you took the top and doors back off. So you're lightweight.
They never went back on, buddy.
not even for the BDR?
I'd have given you a lower score on the BDR if I'd have known that. You'd be late, chewing buddy. On dirt. I bought a whole new XJ for the BDR. What are you talking about? Front.
I would have just complained and drove out front like you did.
I know, that's great.
All board.
So... Jesse's gonna.
You'd have to beat me to the front.
Stock. I know. I can never make...
we know you won't be able to do racing, that. Yeah.
But if I ran into you, I would come out ahead. So Raw Doggin is gonna give an 8. The 7, because he's got stock suspension.
You said
it's not gonna
first.
Flex. I'm gonna
you
take that 7.
First.
Jesse, you it's said it to me. You gotta do it.
It's a 7. It's a 7. Yeah. It's just not gonna it's not gonna flex enough to you know wheel lift also.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Sean. I'm bars. Actually gonna do
both my sway bars are gone. Just in case you're wondering. I have the Sawzall.
I'm gonna do an 8 for Raw Dog, a 7 for the Land Rover, and a 9 on the XJ. And it's gonna be gears that get me there. I think that's the thing out there.
The doubler, I really felt good about grabbing that first.
Yeah. I think that was good.
Yeah.
The thing I've got is power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd still be good. It'd be a
on
good
that
seven.
Slick rock.
I think there's a section.
I'll heat them suckers up and then just.
whoa.
All wheel drive burnout and then just kind of.
Well, yeah, but your supercharger will heat soak, you know, and you got to pop the hood again.
Nah.
You'd be just like the XJ.
It's got an intercooler.
I'm giving everybody an 8. I think that they each rig would be equivalent on the trail.
I'm gonna sell my real Jeep and get an XJ just so I can show up and start showing you guys what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what XJ is capable of. We don't need you to do it again.
I'm gonna do this exact build.
This exact build. Yeah. Front locker.
Front locker only. Here. Stock axles.
Doubler slider.
I mean, you've already had no this, right?
I have. Yeah.
Without the doubler.
No, without the doubler. But I have had a front locker only XJ. It's great. Yeah, name an XJ and what it put some things in front of it, and I'll tell you if I've had it or not. The answer is yes. Yes, I have. In one form or another.
Here we go.
This week on the Campfire Passport Podcast, Jesse does math.
It's the whole music.
Well, I met Jesse doing math.
Music.
Okay.
Oh, it worked.
So, totals are Mike, 107. Colin, 126. Sean, 122. Me at 116.
So I don't think I have a way to come back from this at this point. So you guys can just wreck me into whatever junkyard you want.
Sean could. Sean could get flats.
Hold on. Wait a minute though. We're going from here to a place where whoosh power matters. I don't think I have that one. No.
Okay.
But Sean could still get a flat tire in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
They're Patagonians,
remember?
On the road
to the sand. You never know.
On the road to the sand, yeah.
Why not both?
We go Sean, Colin, me, Mike this time?
Sure.
Okay.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
You're the host.
I completely forgot where I'm at.
The only one with a number still is Colin.
Okay.
All the rest of them fell off.
Sean, you're first. Rolling the dice. 4.
Every time.
You're good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Patagonia's held up to the heat.
5. You're good.
Okay.
Mike?
Me.
11. You're good.
Not if you have Pats.
My Pats have been doing it. Yeah. It's because they went up to the general. You know.
Me. Oh, shit. On the floor again. Towards the chicken coop.
He muted himself.
Five. We're good.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so
that seems pretty reasonable.
That means we all made it. You know, I'm okay with that. Everybody I've made it through Moab.
There's a guy on 35s that took an XJ through Moab with open diffs, stock front and rear, and it was a 35-30 setup. And I think it was like a budget lift, like a boost, you know, a spacer in the front and blocks in the rear. And he went out with a bunch of Bronco, like the new Bronco guys.
Oh, I saw that video.
Yeah, when the dude rolled and then his daughter drove up that same trail after the guy rolled just to kind of like... So, Moab, I feel like everybody could do all right, as long as you're not in a Bronco.
Hey, none of us picked that. All right.
Yeah.
So, Winchester Bay. So, I think, oh boy, that 4.7 still doesn't have much power, especially with 40s.
40s,
yeah.
So, which would probably, for me, would probably be the highest number since I can't vote for myself. I'd say a 7 for Sean. I'm going to go, it's probably about the same. I'm going 6 XJ, 6 JK.
Not a lot six of dune XJ, rigs there. 6
Not JK. A lot of dune, yeah. Both of those are 6s because I think the gearing will help a little bit on the JK, but it's got 38s, so it's like it's almost a level playing field power to gearing-wise on those two.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to run it in low in the sand. So
no, I was. When we went out in the JK, when I was hitting that shock bolt that track bar bolt. No, I know, but
you're
I'm saying...
You're not going to run it low.
But I was in 4-1 low in my Rubicon when I was doing all the sand stuff out there because I didn't have enough power otherwise. I couldn't... Like, I had the traction and I had the flotation to get up all those dunes, but I didn't have enough horsepower. It would just go... Wah, 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 wah. I wouldn't sink.
Yeah,
I would
and that guy
stop.
On the side-by-side was watching you from the top of the hill. It was pretty funny.
It was great.
All right, Mike.
Colin gets a 10.
Well, of course he does.
Everybody else gets fives.
Wow.
Because I want to watch the world burn.
Fives.
All right.
Jeez.
Okay. I've been out there in a JK.
I do want to see the 100 jump, though.
Yeah, I'd do that. I'm game.
It'd be pretty fun.
we'll jump the same jump, Colin. It'll be great.
Yeah, hell yeah, I will.
I'm going to give Colin a 9 because I still am a 10.
He doesn't believe in 10s.
Yep.
And I'm going to go... I'm going to give the XJ a 7 and the JK a 6, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because the XJ has a lot more fuck it available.
That's fair.
Yeah. It just fair. Has a
there's red line. It doesn't have $20,000 of portal to worry
it's
about.
It's going
to
fit
no,
in.
You've got red line for days.
Yeah.
I'll cut the exhaust off before I go because I still have my Sawzall.
Jesus.
And it's just going to be spitting fire out of a straight pipe.
And topless.
Yep. Yeah, I've cut everything off. So there's no weight to it now. See?
Mike and the Jeep will be topless.
No weight.
Yeah. Yeah, I've cut everything off at this point. There's no windshield. I'm wearing goggles. The hood's gone because I was overheating. Both fenders are gone because tires took them out.
Yeah. Mike, you're getting a 7 from me. Colin, I hate to say it, but you're getting a 10.
Hate to say it.
Well, no.
I love to hear you say it, though.
Man, I want to see that thing jump so bad. And then Cruiser, I want to give a 10, but I'm going to give it a 9. Only because it's not going to do as good as that supercharged.
Oh, V8, it's so good.
150 less horsepower.
Oh, man.
I think you're giving yourself
too much and credit. More drivetrain loss.
Yeah. Yeah, I think on a wheel or a regular dyno, like on a hub dyno, you might be 150, but on an actual like rolling road, I think those 40s will make you much different than 150.
Speaking
loss.
Of that, while Jesse's doing math,
I saw this video.
Did you see the Nate thing?
Yeah,
the 40s
that the what size? Because they were 40s, right?
And it went down to a 31.
And it was, So versus 33.
Was it 33 or yeah. 31?
Okay. It was so versus a 33 was 70 horsepower loss at the wheels.
Yeah.
What was interesting is that they couldn't get it to spin to mat like
it couldn't even rev. Yeah.
That made me go.
It didn't rev to above 5600 or 5300.
Oh, you know, whatever. Crazy.
Yeah.
No power.
Wah, 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 wah. Just making
that was
noise.
Hilarious.
All right. Our tallies are totaled. It is
now,
time.
Well, I'd like to point something out. When you break on the dunes, it's usually a more aggressive break than if you break anywhere else.
Well, the winch isn't doing me much good on the dunes.
So you're doing high speed. You're doing jumps. You're like
well,
front axle.
You aren't doing jumps. But
or I sure
speed.
Am. I'm in an XJ. The first time Haley
yeah.
went.
Those little ones. Yeah, the little dunes. And you just get real close to it and then hammer it.
Do you remember when I Leroy Jenkins my way up that hill that everybody was getting stuck on that outboard trip?
You were the one that lifted wheels, yeah.
I jumped it. I bent the axle housing. Remember I was
jumping.
Talking about how they were probably fine and I forgot about that until just now that I bent that axle housing. It leaked. Until I sold it.
We are all jumping. That is a given in these fuck it all rigs.
Jesse's going to fold a link off the front.
No, the Call stuff actually will come off the portal.
Yeah.
We'll just have a wheel come off.
The upper control arms will just tear out of the axle because it's going to have all that leverage forward.
Roll those dice, Jesse.
Yep. I'm just going to go like this. Mike.
Okay.
Okay. Mike's first. Okay.
11. Good thing you don't have pats.
Wow. All right.
Front axle held up to the dunes.
Yeah.
All right.
Good bump stops.
Back in goddamn ground.
Uh-oh.
Jesse, what are you rolling into? Is it a? Are you like rolling onto a concave device that's... Is it a pyramid? What is happening?
You got an 8, and I'm rolling onto a tiny little piece of tabletop paper.
Okay.
Sean... 11.
God damn it. Is that the second or the
blowout
third time?
That's the second time. It was the first. It was, wasn't it like the first? It was Klein
first thing,
and the final. So first trip and last trip.
Yeah.
And he's changing tires now. After that, to the first trip and last trip, he says, fuck Patagonias. He's getting something else.
I'm going odd this time again.
Odd again.
7. It is odd.
Save yourself.
Self-covered with that bumper.
I don't even know why I got a winch. I wasted a pick on a winch.
Yeah.
More math.
It's the whole music.
Bonus points for anybody that...
Well, where's my pen?
This is from.
That's Brack. Yeah. I like all kinds of corn. I like all kinds of corn.
What is it?
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
It's the best after-hour show of my childhood.
Now me. 9.
Damn. I might
All be, right.
Mike and I are the only ones that had issues.
Yeah. New build.
Yeah.
The total points. Mike, 127 in fourth place.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesse. 133 in third place. Sean is 138.
I could have picked the 33s and probably won here.
Well, you
I
are.
Gotta give you, I wouldn't have given you the same points. Yeah.
Well, but you ended up on a very nice number, which is not the nicest of numbers, second nice number. You are 138. So don't worry about that.
All right.
And, of course, the obvious winner, the classiest, the winner, the supercharged V8 L322.
Now,
what were my points, though? You didn't tell me how many points I got.
Oh, you got 155.
155.
Yeah, you dominated.
Smoked you fools.
I mean.
So, once again, the least reliable car in the world is the most reliable car in the world.
Yes, in this made-up
if
game.
If there's anything I've gained from
just
this...
Just roll this dice, yeah.
It's not worth it buying a Jeep. Buy an Land Cruiser or buy a 322.
Like, say whatever you want. If the only thing that anyone of
that
these
could be
builds,
build choice, too.
Yeah. My XJ, I can actually afford that right now. And I feel okay about that.
I'm sorry. These two are completely out of the realm. Actually, even this JK with just portals is completely out of the realm of buying anything. But you know,
mine's the most realistic actual build. And if I'd have known there was a...
But Sean's and mine are the best builds.
I think...
Yeah.
I think for what they're going to do, I agree. Yeah.
Why?
No. No, no. So, if we were doing what we're doing now with our lives...
There's no arguing with the points. Yeah. So obviously, this is how you figure these things out.
Now that I know the game, I wouldn't have built a rig that I could actually build. I would have built...
In what world did you think you were going to have to build this yourself?
I don't know. Come on. Right? I would have assumed if there's an XJ as an option,
I asked how
I would
realistic
have assumed
we were
there
being
was some sort of
on
yeah,
the front end.
I did too.
Some sort of value category or something similar.
So
I assumed with an XJ there would be a value category or something similar. So that's okay. That's all right. I know now. I know better. I'd have started with the solid axle swap, and then I would have gotten 40s.
You have a solid axle. Why would you get a solid axle?
I wouldn't have been 30s at that point. If I was doing a solid axle swap, it would have been tons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm figuring it out. I'm learning.
That makes sense.
If we ever do it again.
Would you like to know what you've won?
Oh, I won something?
All right.
Yeah.
Other than
are you giving away something knowledge? That I already own?
No.
A white pointy thing hanging down here. Oh, good. I got the Lucas Oil.
That's mine.
All the leaks I don't have.
No. You gave it to me, Mike, and now I'm gifting it to the winner of our competition with his unreliable 322.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be the first Lucas product I have in my possession.
There you go.
If I ever get it,
you got to take possession
first.
It'll
be the first and last.
Put it in the put in your TK garage. It'll help with your. Isn't your transfer case still leaking a little bit?
Nope.
No.
Not anymore. Fix that.
All right. What was it?
Thinking
was the seal you were talking about?
It was the drain plug getting pulled out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, retap
by a rock.
Thinking about leaks. Did that leak down test on your dad's diesel?
I haven't heard. I meant to ask, and I was really busy today. So, yeah.
I'm curious to hear.
That'll be for a later day.
Yeah, for another time.
And next time on the Campfire Passport podcast, we find out about Colin's dad's truck.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I'm going to – so, of the builds that we have here, by the way, I would have – if they were all stacked in front of me, I'd take Sean's.
You know what? So would I.
Yeah.
Colin, that's a good point. Colin, what would you do? I know what you would do. You would do this exactly.
As much as wheeling wise, the 100 would be the better one. But I would L322.
Yeah,
front and rear locker.
I get it. Yeah,
tons of power. Long travel. Like that's a do everything truck. It won't do the wheeling as well as the 100 necessarily, but it will do everything else way better than the 100 will. So
yeah, I am personally torn. Like I love both of these rigs, especially with the build outs that ended up on them. I just, the Toyota kid in me wants to do the 100 series, but you know, the classy rat trash kid that I am wants the 322. I'm going 100 series. Just also because this is more obtainable.
Yeah, I think
this is so hard. Like doing a long travel kit on a 322 would just be absurd.
Yeah, I think
the
like
amount of
without
fabrication
absurdly
work.
Cool.
It'd be so cool. I've never seen that. And I think that's part of it for me, like without knowing like the aspiration of what it would be and just being kind of like a dream thing, like
it'd be like that red L405.
Yeah, that would be that if it was
that, would, that would kind of be what it would be like.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, then I'm super into that. I don't know. I think that I would pick what I did just because I like that idea. And to me, that is like, you know, Mike's talking about like the obtainable thing, which I wouldn't factor into this whole thing, but I do, it is like an aspirational build that's like there. Like I could see myself transitioning to that like relatively easy. So I don't know. I think it's cool.
It's basically what I want to do to a Tahoe. I want to do essentially that build, but to
a Tahoe. So it's already LS swapped.
This plus 20%.
Yeah. Well,
I know it's not that much.
Well, 20% more, but it's probably 20% less.
It's
money,
an LC 100 plus.
Oh, easily, yeah.
It's a lot less money.
Although you would definitely, I would think that you would do a different rear axle if you did a Tahoe, whereas the Land Cruiser most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Tahoe would be probably tons versus
it would be full tons.
Land Cruiser
yeah.
being able to be like Land Cruiser.
That might balance
yeah. yeah, but I mean, a rear axle for the Tahoe is easy as going and finding a $300 corporate 14.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, a good it, point. It'd be no so money easy. For the rear.
The only problem with the corporate 14 is you have one option for a selectable locker.
I wouldn't want a selectable locker.
Okay.
God damn that convenience.
Spool
I don't want
that
it.
Shit. Spool that shit. My 14
I
bolt
want
that I had.
G locker.
No, I don't want that. Up. No, I put a spool in the. So I had a 14 bolt in the XJ I built. The
fast 87 forward, I had. Mike, 2 years from now, owns this truck, hates it because it chirps around every corner and no one else will drive it.
Mm-hmm. And he's burned it up those 40-inch Patagonias.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they're cheap, so
they're
I don't really
so
care.
Cheap,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Shit. I get a flat on the front. I move one of those parts to the back.
He's got
and
a
then
subscription
I get another one.
Through Amazon. They just deliver them yeah. every 6 months.
Save 5% that way.